This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Investigators sift through the rubble after a massive fire killed more than 70 people and injured dozens more overnight in Dhaka. The fire spread quickly through at least four buildings, trapping many of the victims. The buildings were used as chemical warehouses where flammable items were stored. The exact cause of the fire is under investigation. A U.S. Coast Guard officer will appear in court Thursday after federal prosecutors allege he stockpiled weapons to launch an unprecedented spree of domestic terrorism and mass murder. AP's Mike Gracia has more.
A U.S. Coast Guard lieutenant arrested on gun and drug charges last week is suspected of being a domestic terrorist. Prosecutors allege in court papers that Christopher Paul Hassan drafted an email discussing biological attacks and had an apparent hit list that named, among others, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, Senators Kirsten Gillibrand, Elizabeth Warren, Cory Booker, and Kamala Harris. According to court papers, federal agents found 15 firearms and over 1,000 rounds of ammunition in Hassan's basement apartment in Silver Spring, Maryland. They also found more than 30 bottles labeled as human growth hormone. Mike Gracia, Washington.
With news reports saying Robert Mueller's investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election could be done by as early as next week, U.S. President Donald Trump says it will be totally up to the new attorney general when and how to release the special counsel's report. A summary of the confidential report will be submitted to Congress by U.S. Attorney General William Barr. For all the latest news around the clock, please use our VOA mobile app or visit us at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S.-backed forces say they are one step closer to liberating the last patch of Syrian territory held by the Islamic State terror group, but a final assault could still be days away. Meanwhile, a group of Islamic State militants in Syria has been handed over to Iraq. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
A security official says the U.S.-backed Syrian forces fighting IS in Syria have handed over more than 150 Iraqi members of the group to Iraq. The official says the militants were moved to the Iraq side overnight and that they're now in a safe place and being investigated. The handover comes as the U.S.-backed Syrian forces are involved in a standoff over the final IS-held sliver of land in southeastern Syria, close to the Iraqi border, amid the extremists' imminent territorial defeat. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
At the Vatican, Pope Francis is hosting a landmark summit on fighting child sex abuse. The pontiff opened the summit by saying the Catholic Church must take concrete steps to deal with pedophilia. The sex abuse scandal involving priests has shaken members of the Catholic Church around the world. The number of hate groups in the U.S. appears to be growing. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The Southern Poverty Law Center says it counted 1,020 hate groups in 2018, the highest number recorded since it broadened its survey in the 1990s. The director of the Law Center's Intelligence Project says the count reflects an enlivened American hate movement that's been growing for the past 4 years. The Southern Poverty Law Center tracks white supremacists and other far-right extremists and defines a hate group as an organization that attacks or maligns an entire class of people. Some organizations on the list have criticized or even sued over the hate group label, accusing the Southern Poverty Law Center of political bias. I'm Ben Thomas.
The attorney for an Alabama woman who joined the Islamic State group in Syria says he has proof she's a U.S. citizen. AP's Tim McGuire reports.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has denied entry into this country for 24-year-old Hoda Muthanna, saying she isn't a citizen and doesn't have a valid passport. She and her 18-month-old son are now in a refugee camp. Her attorney, Hassan Shibli, has released a copy of her birth certificate, along with a letter from a U.S. official showing that when she was born in New Jersey, her father was no longer a Yemeni diplomat. Shibli says she will also have to face justice when she returns.
We have a legal system to handle those kinds of situations and hold people accountable, and that's all she's asking for. She's willing to be held accountable.
I'm Tim McGuire.
Five U.S. citizens were among eight men detained over the weekend with automatic weapons and other arms in Haiti, and they have now returned to the United States. For all the latest news around the clock, please visit us at voanews.com. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.